Well, I was delighted when Marion said that she would like to talk about her Romania trip today, because it's always encouraging to hear of different stories of stepping out for the Lord. Stories that help us to pray, and stories that keep us excited about sharing the good news. And we heard a little bit from Marion about some of the work which she's doing, and it fits nicely with our focus today about the Apostle Paul sharing the gospel with the lady called Lydia. It was also great to hear how God's answered prayer for James and Charity as well. So, who was Lydia from the story that Ron read us? And what does she have to teach us today? And also, what can we learn from the Apostle Paul in today's reading as well? Now, if you have closed your Bible, I wonder if you could open it up again. We were on page 1111, page 1111 of the Church Bibles. So I said a little bit earlier, today we are going to be thinking about listening to God and about having the courage to go through the doors that he opens for us in life. So let's find out a little bit about Lydia first of all. Lydia was a lady who was originally from Thyatira, a city in Asia Minor that was famous for its textile industry. And this industry dealt primarily with only the finest linens in the land. They were purchased by the wealthy and important. And Thyatira, the city itself, was wealthy, as was Lydia. When we're first introduced to her, we find that she's relocated to Philippi in Macedonia. Business had been good, but she was an entrepreneur. She has decided to take her business to a place where it might be even better. And Lydia is dressed in her very own product, the finest purple linen. In fact, things were very different to today's times, where we can buy clothes of any colour at any time we want. It was much more complicated in those days. And dye for any clothes was hard to come across. And purple fabric used a dye that was so unique that people could only sell it with special permission by a royal decree. So that's the kind of lady Lydia was. That's the sphere she was moving in. When Luke tells us that Lydia is a seller of purple, he's telling us that she wasn't any average trader. She was rich, she was prestigious, and she carried a lot of authority with those around her. And yet, it's really important for us to know that that wasn't what defined Lydia. There was also an inequality which shone from her. Lydia was a worshipper of God, and particularly she was a woman of faith who listened to God. And that listening is the key to God being able to work through her, as well as his being able to work through Paul in the passage we read today. So let's also think about Paul for a moment. Paul had been planning earlier in Acts to travel to new parts of Asia. And God, through his Holy Spirit, had closed the door on that twice earlier in the book of Acts. Thought he'd be doing different travel plans to the ones he ended up doing. Now, in the night in his dreams, Paul sees a vision of a man of Macedonia begging him to go to Macedonia, which was in Europe, and help him. Now, like Lydia, Paul was a good listener. And realizing that this was a prompting from the Holy Spirit, he doesn't hesitate. He gets ready at once and goes straight away, concluding that God has called him and his friends to preach the gospel to those in Europe. Paul, like Lydia, was somebody who walked with God. He spent time cultivating a relationship with God so that when God spoke to him, he knew God's voice. It's a bit like when Jesus said in John chapter 10, verse 27, "My sheep listen to my voice, I know them, and they follow me." As he listened for God's guiding, Paul kept his will surrendered to God's wishes. When God asked him to go to Macedonia, that is what he did. Paul went through the door God was opening to him. And this, as we said, resulted in the gospel being taken to Europe for the very first time. And it resulted in the encounter with Lydia in the city of Philippi. So let's flip back again to Lydia. By listening to the gospel story as Paul presents it, Lydia's faith in God finds an entirely new dimension. She, who is already a worshipper of God, is introduced to faith in Jesus, and her life will never be the same again. Lydia listened carefully, and because of this, God opened a new door to her, the door to her heart. And having given her life to Jesus, she and all her household were baptized, becoming the first Christian converts of Europe. Lydia, too, was someone who had been cultivating her relationship with God. She, too, was willing to surrender her own will to God's. And because of this, he actually opened a second new door to her, that of offering hospitality in her home to Paul and his friends, something she does with enormous humility and grace. She's a really rich, powerful, prestigious woman. And what she actually says to them is, "If you consider me a believer in the Lord, come and stay at my house." That was what was important to Lydia. For all her fine garments and confidence and leadership ability, she was humble in spirit and out of humility offers a heart of hospitality. Inviting Paul and his friends to stay in her home was her way of saying to God to do the same. And Lydia's hospitality was so abundant and so generous that her home later became the meeting point for the church in Philippi, to whom Paul wrote with such affection in the letter to the Philippians later on in the Bible. So both Paul and Lydia teach us about listening to God. They both spent time with God. They both invested in that relationship, probably every day with God. They listened out for his lead in their lives, which they were willing to step out and follow. When God opens new doors to us, it isn't always easy to follow his invitation and go through. If God opens a door, it doesn't necessarily mean that it's going to be an easy path to take. But if it's God who opens it, we miss out on so much when we don't take his invitation. I wonder if you, probably many of you, have read the C.S. Lewis Chronicles of Narnia. And I wonder if you remember when Lucy entered the wardrobe and she's actually looking for somewhere to hide. And yet, when she goes through the door that God opens for her, she discovers the whole magical world of Narnia. It is good for us to go through the doors that God opens to us. So let's spend a moment now listening to God for our own lives. I wonder, is God opening some doors and closing some others? I wonder what he might have to say about the opportunities in our lives at the moment. Some of us might be really sure of our direction with God right now. Others might be sitting here thinking, I have no idea what he's doing or what doors he is opening or closing. And if that's us, then we can pray about it and we can ask him and we can listen to what he says. Because they listened and went through the doors that God was opening to them, God led Paul to Lydia, Lydia to her household and friends, and both Paul and Lydia to the people of Philippi. Because they were open to his working through them, God used them in the spreading of his gospel all across Europe. Just think how he can use us today if we let him. Amen.